This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Wichita, Kansas is home to the up-and-coming Americana roots rock band Mountain Deer Revival, and they are my guests on the next episode of Americana Music Profiles. Thanks for tuning in to Americana Music Profiles. It's Season 3, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine in print and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com online. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's join in on another great conversation with one of the Americana music industry's super talented artists. I'm speaking with the band's lead guitarist, Dale Shuey. Well, hi, Dale. Welcome to the podcast this afternoon. Good to talk to you.
Hello, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is great, man. Well, I'm excited to have the chance to let our listeners in on you guys and what you guys are up to as a band. It is Mountain Deer Revival, right?
Yes, sir. That's exactly right.
Awesome.
From Wichita, Kansas.
And I think I read where you didn't start there. Is that correct? Did you the band relocated to Wichita, right?
Actually, Jake and Jason started the band. Jake actually lived in New Mexico for a number of years. I think it was almost 10 years. He actually moved back to Wichita, and Jason, they just decided to collaborate on some songs, and they started writing songs, and I ended up going to a party and hearing a couple of them, and I just knew I had to be part of it. So it was one of those things, very organic flow. That was back in 2012.
Yeah, that's cool. And you mentioned Jake and Jason, and that's Jake and Jason Coffey, and they're twins.
Yes, sir.
Right? Yeah.
Yep, they are. They are handsome chaps. They are good looking front men. They go out there and they sing and play beautifully, man. They're both just so talented.
So give me a little bit of background on the band, the concept. I even read here where the idea of red dirt music. Maybe even tell me what that is. I mean, clearly you guys are down the middle Americana rock music, which is, I love that stuff. And so just tell me a little bit more about that whole concept and how all that came together.
Yeah, red dirt music, as far as I can tell, is a relatively new term. I would say within the last couple of years.
Okay.
It just basically refers to down-home country bands from the middle of the U.S., like Turnpike Troubadours. They're from Tulsa.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, we're from Wichita. It's just a mix of good, cool, substance country music and blues, and there's some rock in there. We just, in Mountain Deer Revival, we have a lot of influence. Every band member has a long list in every genre, so it ends up coming together organically in this really, really cool way, and you can kind of hear that on the recording.
For sure.
It makes for interesting music, you know?
Just trying to
move forward and have fun while we're doing it. We all definitely love what we do, and I think that comes out in the song, for sure.
Is this a thing that you guys can pursue full-time yet?
We are so close, man.
Yeah.
That's why normally Jake or Jason Coffey, the twins, would be taking these interviews, and I decided to take a crack at it. Those guys are construction workers, so they have day jobs, and it's rough. We rehearse as much as we possibly can.
Sure.
And just try to keep new material going.
And you have a new album out, which is kind of the reason why we're talking. And tell me the name of that and a little bit about that. Did that just come out?
No, we actually, we just have our first recording. We're actually in the works on a new album.
Okay.
We We've compiled all sorts of new material over the last year. Just little jams, and Jake and Jason, obviously they've brought in these just terrific songs, terrific lyrics, cool melodies, and we just all hash it out. We just get in the band room and sweat it out until it's worthy of the stage, you know?
Yeah, okay.
But it's very, very gratifying, man. Lots of fun.
So you guys are more collaborators on your original material versus one person kind of being the sole songwriter?
Yeah. Jake and Jason, initially, that's how they started the band. It was off of songs that they had written. They mm-hmm. had two of them, and from there we ended up being a five-piece and just adding on. We just started collaborating in rehearsals, and stuff just kind of fell together. I mean, we forced it. It took work, but
sure.
it was one of those things. We all really work well together, and it's very, very fun. And it keeps us going.
Yeah,
it keeps us moving forward, making it, you know, the best music that we possibly can, for sure.
So obviously, knowing that you guys have got to continue to still try to hold down day jobs, what does a performance schedule look like for you in the midst of that? I know a lot of people, you know, that I talk to, people that are listening, you know, if there are other bands, they're probably trying to figure this out themselves. You know, if they're potential audience members, these are things that people on the outside of the band are like, how do you guys do this and you know, and try to make it work and create all this cool music, and yet you got to get up Monday morning at 7 o'clock and go to work, you know. Tell me how that works for you guys.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, every aspect of the business of this band has been meticulously thought about, like, over the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Like, we've tried to keep our performance money in-house.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, we're set up as an LLC now, so uh-huh. we're officially a business. And I can see what you mean about that, you know, the daily grind getting in the way.
Yeah.
of, you know, being able to tour and go out whenever you want to, but lately, our manager, our fabulous manager, Monica, she's been our booking agent.
Mm-hmm.
For all intents and purposes. She's been the one really hitting the streets, making phone calls, sending emails.
Yeah.
She made us an electronic press kit. So this year, we've actually managed to get a lot of shows out of Wichita and out of Kansas.
Yeah.
We're getting to play in Nashville and Houston,
awesome.
Springfield,
awesome,
Tulsa, like Nebraska, Kansas City, all over the place, man. And it's been a long time coming. It just takes constant effort.
Yeah,
and you can't
sure.
you can't forget to call people back. Shows, you know, it takes showing up to the shows and having all your gear, being professional on time.
Yeah.
It just every show counts in that way, and we've been able to make a business out of it. It's very cool.
Yeah, that is cool. So what does a schedule look like for you guys, knowing that you've got to work it in and out of your day jobs? Do you have a tour? Are you lining up tours? Is it predominantly
yes.
weekend? Weekend warriors at this point still.
Predominantly weekends. I mean, we can play during the week if it's close enough to Wichita, because we actually have a van now. We have a trailer and everything.
So yeah.
It's we're definitely open to be able to play local shows, but that's the whole thing. Is you're exactly right. Weekend warrior. I mean, we'll head out on a Thursday, you know, maybe play a show Thursday, maybe play a show Friday, and then Saturday, and then come home.
Yeah.
Like that's our goal, to be able to do that. And we're slowly just chipping away at
yeah.
the statue, trying to make the statue happen, you know?
Was the sound that you guys have, did it find you, or was that intentional? Did you set out to say, hey, you know, if we're going to do this, let's do an Americana rock band, or did it just kind of happen, okay, this is what we have, what do we call it?
Well, it was actually either... Jason Copley would probably be better at explaining the name, but the name just kind of, it was already there when I joined, so I didn't have much say, but I like it, you know what I
mean?
I immediately liked it. I thought it was catchy and weird and unique and all those things that catch your attention if you like good music, you know?
Yeah. Well, it leaves itself open for interpretation, but there's only so many places you can go with it. So,
yeah, that's right. We have the word mountain in our name, and we live in Kansas. It's hilarious.
Yeah, funny. Yeah. Well, and I'm talking to you from rural Virginia, and so the word deer really means something here, because this is a lot of people in this part of the world are deer hunters, and so.
Absolutely. Yeah, so, us too, especially the twins, Jake and Jason, man, they hunt a lot.
They've been
hunting since they were kids. And Kansas is full of deer. It's insane. You got to watch yourself on the highways.
Yeah, here too. So that even kind of lends itself to, you know, when you hear that word and then you hear mountain and revival on either side of it, you can almost hear what you guys are going to do before you even listen to it. And then you hear the music. It's like, I knew it. I knew that's what it was going to be. So it's cool. It works.
Yeah, that's funny. It does paint an odd picture. I like that about it.
So you were telling me a few minutes ago that you guys have got a bunch of material lined up and ready to go. What's the next recording schedule look like? Is that something on the horizon pretty quick?
Actually, we've been looking around at recording studios, definitely trying to keep our options open, and we're really trying to sculpt the songs before we lay them down on tracks, and one way to really do that well is to play a song live and commit to it, you know? It forces you to either sink or swim.
Like, right.
If you don't have a part for that written, you better play something, or else there's going to be a gap there, you know? Just like, it helps us perpetuate the songwriting, the finishing and the composition, you know?
Right.
Trying to shine it up a little bit.
Sure.
Definitely helps a lot.
Where do you find your most enthusiastic audiences, you know, as far as venue-wise, what seems to be the best place for the kind of music you guys do?
We're surprisingly at home on really small stages. Like, we've played on concrete in parking lots,
uh-huh.
No stages. We've just all sorts of, you know, of different show opportunities. I would say the place that we've had the most people to play in front of was at the Cotillion in Wichita, Kansas.
Okay.
It's a bigger, medium-sized venue. I think it holds probably about 2,200 people,
uh-huh.
2,300.
Uh-huh.
We opened up for the Eli Young Band.
Oh, yeah, cool.
And it was a sold-out show, so we walked out there. And I think it was like our 10th performance with our new guys.
Yeah.
With our bassist Matt Elm and Connor Edmondson, our drummer. So, I mean, we were just, you know, trying to keep our britches on, getting up on a giant stage. It's something we've all wanted to do for a long time. If you live in Wichita, it's pretty much the biggest venue for,
oh, okay,
for any of the acts coming through.
Sure.
Well, I mean, we have an arena and we have a, you know, the Orpheum, which is a theater, but the Cotillion has a long, illustrious history, and it was packed.
Right.
And we were shaking in our boots.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome, though. So you guys haven't had the chance yet, really, to get outside of Kansas a whole lot with your music.
Yeah. See, we started in Kansas. We've just started going farther away from Wichita in Kansas.
Uh-huh.
And we've just slowly gained rapport with a bunch of venues. So we've gotten to play in Nebraska, we've played in Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas, and the only bordering state we haven't played is Colorado, which I think we have a show in the works.
Okay.
I hope.
Yeah.
But we're just trying to get farther and farther away. We bought this van, so so it's time to use it.
Sure, yeah, that's cool. What about festivals? Do you find that that's a fit for your music as well? Have you done many of those?
We've done smaller festivals. It's something that we definitely aspire to.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely want to get in front of those big stages, in front of all those people, man. Our manager actually made an electronic press kit, which is just something it's a packet of information that you can just email to a venue.
Yeah, sure.
So they have pictures of you, just information about you to basically show that you're not like a flake or
right,
anything.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
So she sent it to record or radio stations just all over the U.S. So
yeah.
we just keep getting gigs trickling in farther and farther away. So
yeah.
The trick is to try to book a gig on the night before.
Right.
So that you can
try to
make the best of the situation as far as the number of gigs you get to play in a weekend.
Yeah.
It helps the business keep going.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's encouraging to hear the enthusiasm that you guys have kind of being on the beginning side of something really cool that's at heart for you guys. And discovering that with the right energy and effort put into it and the right connections, that there's doorways out there that can be opened, you know, when you set your mind to it and you know, really take your craft seriously. So, you know,
absolutely. See, that's an extremely perfect positive message. That is exactly where we come from.
Yeah.
We know that it takes work and everything that everybody can do just helps the process move along, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, if people want to learn more about you guys outside of our conversation today, what's the best way? Let's share the website and tell me some other ways that they could hear your music, listen to your music, maybe reach out and get in touch if they want to find a way to bring your band to their venue or festival somewhere.
Yes, absolutely. We actually have a website, mountaindeerrevival.com, and there's an area, there's a tab on there for booking. And that email goes directly to our manager. She books all of our shows, so
cool.
That's the absolute best way to get a hold of us. If you want to hear us, our first album, this album is on SoundCloud for free. It streams for free.
Awesome.
And we also have a YouTube at MDRICT.
Very cool.
Just plug that in and see some live performances, just, you know, videos of us doing our thing.
Yeah.
Trying to.
Yeah, awesome. Well, we wish you the best, Dale. Thank you very much, and it was good talking to you, man.
Hey, Greg, thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Inside Track. We sure do appreciate you sticking around. Join us again real soon when we get together with another great artist and talking about their music. Have a great day.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.